It's good to see that Terry Redhead is back at Let's Talk, and at least this month, he isn't moaning. Maybe Ian Richards got him laughing too. Instead of moaning, Terry wondered how many people confined to their homes have completed, or tried to complete, a jigsaw puzzle. I'm not sure if Tony Stimson is one of them, but here he is to explain the puzzle.
I'm sure you look in the spare room or attic, there will be a jigsaw. The toy, pastime, or game, depending on your view, has a long history. Engraver and cartographer John Spilsbury of London is believed to have produced the first jigsaw in about 1762 using a marquetry saw. Early jigsaws were produced by mounting maps on sheets of hardwood and cutting along national boundaries, creating a puzzle that was useful for teaching geography. The name jigsaw came about in 1880 when fret saws became the cutting tool for the shapes. Cardboard jigsaws appeared during the late 1880s but were slow to replace the wooden ones due to the manufacturer's belief they would be perceived as being lower quality, and profit margins on wooden jigsaws were larger. Jigsaws soared in popularity during the Great Depression as they provided a cheap, long-lasting, recyclable form of entertainment. It was around then that jigsaws evolved to become the more complex and more appealing to adults. Sales of wooden jigsaws fell after the Second World War as improved wages led to price increases, while improvements in manufacturing made paperboard jigsaws more attractive. Most modern jigsaws are made on paperboard as they are easier and cheaper to mass produce than wooden ones. An enlarged photograph or reproduction of a painting is glued onto the cardboard before cutting. This board is fed into a press. The press forces a set of hardened steel blades of the desired shape through until it is fully cut. A typical 1,000-piece puzzle requires a press that can generate upwards of 700 tons of force. A puzzle die is a flat board made from plywood which has slots cut in the same shape as the knives that are used. These knives are set into the slots and covered in a compressible material which serves to eject the cut puzzle pieces. Beginning in the 1930s, jigsaws were cut using large hydraulic presses. The cuts gave a very snug fit, but the cost limited puzzle manufacture to large corporations. By the early 1960s, Tower Press was the world's largest maker of jigsaws, and it was acquired by Waddington's in 1969. New technology has enabled laser cutting of wooden or acrylic jigsaws. The advantage is that the puzzle can be custom cut into any size, any shape, with any size or number of pieces. Jigsaws come in a variety of sizes. Smaller puzzles are those of 300, 500 and 750 placed pieces. More sophisticated jigsaws come in sizes of 1,000 up to 40,000 pieces. There are smaller jigsaws that are geared towards children. For children, a puzzle with as few as 4 to 9 large pieces are common. These are usually made of wood or plastic to maintain durability. The most common layout for a 1,000-piece puzzle is 38 by 27 pieces, for a total of 1,026 pieces. The majority of 500-piece puzzles are 27 by 19 pieces. Companies like Springbok, Bock, Cobble Hill, Ravensburger, Wentworth, Victory, Stave and Sun's Out are the most well-known manufacturers. Many jigsaws are termed fully interlocking, meaning that adjacent pieces are connected so that if one piece is moved horizontally, the other piece moves with it. In 2016, the German company Ravensburger released the biggest puzzle. It shows 10 scenes from Disney works and has 40,320 pieces. The world's largest size jigsaw measured 58,435 square feet with 21,600 pieces, each measuring 50 centimetres by 50 centimetres. It was assembled in 2002 by 777 people at the former Kai Tak Airport in Hong Kong. The jigsaw was the greatest number of pieces, had 551,232. It was assembled in 2011 in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, by students of the city's University of Economics.
Thank you, Tony.